بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول كريم، أما بعد. وعن البراء بن عازب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: جاء أعرابي إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: يا رسول الله، علمني عملا يدخلني الجنة. قال: إن كنت أقصرت الخطبة لقد أعرضتك النسمة وفك الرقبة، فإن لم تطع ذلك فأطعم الجائع وأسقي الظمآن وأمر بالمعروف وانهى عن المنكر، فإن لم تطع ذلك فكف لسانك إلا عن خير. Hazrat Bara ibn Azib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, a Bedouin came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teach me such an action through which Allah ta'ala will put me into Jannat. Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, this was their prime concern. How can I do such actions? How can I learn something that will be beneficial for me in the Akhirat? I can get Jannat. Their vision was on Akhirat. Their vision was on Jannat. They weren't so worried about this world. When it came to the world, I just need enough to continue for the day, just to see to my family. That too also, there were many, many occasions when Sahaba, the little that they had, they gave it away. Our ulama say that we, أحسن كما أحسن الله إليك. Be kind to others like Allah Ta'ala has been kind to you. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us, alhamdulillah. We share it with others, in that we are earning our Jannat also. And focus on such actions that we can earn Jannat from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Different ways. Humanitarian works, our personal amal of deen, how we can serve the different branches of deen. So this is what the Sahabi came to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Bedouins were known for their eloquence. So when he asked this question in this way, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِن كُنْتَ أَقْصَرْتَ الْخُطْبَةِ, that even though you have been concise in your speech, you have eloquently presented your question. You have very aptly presented a question, understood what you want. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also in a very, very baligh, in a very, very eloquent manner, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam provided the answer. أَعْتِقِ النَّسَمَةِ, free a slave. وَفُكَّ الرَّقَبَةِ, release a prisoner, however it is, by ransom, negotiation, or sometimes by jihad, but free that prisoner that is in captivity. To do that, then feed the hungry and give a thirsty person something to drink. In Ramadan, efforts are made to provide water out of Ramadan also. Those drought-stricken areas where there's no water, is one of the best sadaqahs a person can do is to give water. One sahabi asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for his mother that had passed away, what was the best sadaqah? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to him that providing water, maybe dig a well in the name of your mother, sadaqah jariyah for her, and she will get the rewards for that. So feeding a hungry person, feeding people, and providing water. And the second part we all have to concentrate on, وَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنْهَا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, command good and forbid evil. وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, Allah Ta'ala speaks about this in the Quran and Majid. And Allah Ta'ala attributes the quality of being a true believer to those people, يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, command good, they command good and they forbid evil. In another verse of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ, Allah Ta'ala will definitely help, with emphasis, those that help him, those that help his deen. And then Allah Ta'ala continues with the qualities of these people, يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ, those people that establish salah, they pay the zakat, and they command good and they forbid evil. So if you want Allah Ta'ala's help to be surely with us, then surely we must do this work of commanding good and forbidding evil. Then Allah Ta'ala speaks about the munafiqeen, يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمُنْكَرِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمَعْرُوفِ, they command evil and they forbid from good. So we need to see, when we are advising people, how we advise them. Someone has a problem, a marital problem. We are trying to encourage them to make up, to get together, or trying to break their home. If we have a friend and he's got a problem with his parents, are we trying to encourage him to be respectful to his parents, or to be more disrespectful? If we have a business acquaintance and we're teaching him how to steal and how to do crime, or we're teaching him how to be honest in his business. So in different walks of life, in different aspects, how do we advise people? Unfortunately, when it comes to children also, when the children are swearing and dancing, then we are encouraging them to swear more and to dance more. And if they are doing good, then we are calling them names. We're saying, you are a saint now, you're very, very pious. So how we can encourage good and we can forbid evil? If you are unable to do that, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the easiest thing is, فَكُفَّ لِسَانَكْ إِلَّا عَنْ خَيْرٍ. Hold your tongue except for good. Don't speak anything except for good. This tongue will land you in a lot of problems. The slip of the tongue is worse. The slip of the tongue is worse than any other slip. When a person slips with his tongue, the hadith says that that slip can take you to the depths of Jahannam. And sometimes a person says such a good word, he doesn't even, مَا يُلْقِي لَهَا بَالًا, he doesn't think what he is saying, and Allah Ta'ala raises him in Jannat because of the good word that he said. For example, the kalima tayyiba, with such ikhlas he said it, like that person, 99 registers wiped out because of the kalima tayyiba that he recited. Then a person can say one word and it can land him up in the fire of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. SubhanAllah.